Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. We talked yesterday about Red Sox great Pedro Martinez, who was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. There's more news this week from the world of sports, including a big football game between the Patriots and the Ravens on Saturday. Here to talk about all that and more is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, who joins us every Wednesday to talk sports. Hey, Bill.
Hello, Anthony.
So let's start with Pedro Martinez and yesterday the election of some other great pitchers to the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, including Randy Johnson, John Smoltz, and of course, Pedro Martinez. So here's Pedro yesterday at Fenway Park, giving credit for all this to his parents.
My mom and dad were the best example that we could ever have when it came to integrity. Respect your job, honor your job, because it's given to you by God, not by me or by men. So neither surrender it to anybody, because it wasn't given to you by men. So you're going to charge the mound? You're going to fight me? You think I'm going to go away from the mound? No.
So, Bill, here's a guy who never surrendered the mound, ever. Tell me what made him so good.
Well, it's hard to get inside anybody's head to know what makes every person what every person is. But one of the things that struck me about that press conference from which you took that comment was Pedro saying how much he enjoyed embarrassing the other team. You don't usually hear that sort of candor from a pitcher. They usually talk about not wanting to embarrass the other team, but he apparently really got some pleasure out of making the other team look silly with a changeup, you know, or with a curveball. And goodness knows he did it plenty of times.
He could throw fast. He also had great finesse. He was such a smart pitcher to watch. That's what I took away. What sort of stands out? I mean, just among this raft of statistics and what he accomplished over all those years.
Well, I think one of the things that stands out is the period of 4 or 5 years where you could have argued he was the best pitcher in baseball.
Yeah.
Anybody who finishes a full season with an ERA under 2, which he did, is just extraordinary. The other thing is, if you look at his whole career, he won more than twice as often as he lost.
Yeah, you don't see that very much.
No,
very often.
You don't see that very often. And he was amazingly durable. The other thing that was interesting was a lot of the comments when Pedro was elected to the Hall of Fame was, well, you know, this is a guy who did it clean. And in the press conference, he said, yeah, I chose to miss 3 or 4 starts a season rather than go to performance-enhancing drugs to recover more quickly. And that's a decision that, you know, I learned to make that sort of decision when I was a child. That goes back to the integrity that you talked about.
I like the way he changed Fenway Park. I mean, he grew up poor in the Dominican Republic. He had tons of Dominican and Latino fans at Fenway. The fans were full of flags when he pitched. It sort of had a carnival atmosphere.
Yeah, I'm a little bit uncomfortable with that, although it's absolutely true. He brought Latino fans out in,
tell me why
in
you're uncomfortable
great numbers
with
it. Because it was so easy to root for Pedro Martinez. It doesn't matter whether you were black, white, yellow, or green.
Sure.
I mean, he was a terrific performer, a magnificent pitcher, and you know, when he wasn't on the mound and wasn't all about business, he had a smile that could win anybody over.
Yeah. Finally, Bill, just a quick thought about the Patriots. They play the Baltimore Ravens. It's the playoffs. It's Saturday. They were 12-4 this year. The Ravens 10-6. But the Ravens have beaten the Pats in the past 2 playoff meetings. What do you think?
The Ravens have not played well against teams when the other team is at home. They've been a poor team on the road, and they haven't played particularly well this year against teams that were over 500. So, given that and given the fact that the Patriots had the extra time, the extra week off, I'm going to go with all of the experts this time, and I'm going to say the Patriots should be a favorite in this game.
All right. You heard it here.
Who knows what will actually happen?
Yeah,
it's
all going to come down to who scores the most points. Anyway, finally, let's make note of another sports story. This one very sad, the death of a pair of promising skiers, one of them from New Hampshire. Ronnie Burlak and Bryce Assel died in an avalanche in the Austrian Alps on Monday. Both were part of the U.S. ski team's development squad. Ronnie Burlak was 20 years old, a native of Franconia, a graduate of Burke Mountain Academy in Vermont. And joining us now from Burke Mountain Academy is Craig Sauerbier. He's a ski coach there. And Craig, welcome to Radio Boston. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
First of all, our condolences on the loss of Ronnie Burlak. Tell us something about Ronnie. What kind of a guy was he?
Well, Ronnie was a super positive guy, super hard worker, and when it came down to it, if you ever wanted to put your money on any guy that would really put it down the hill and stick his nose in the fall, and it was Ronnie. You could always count on him.
What kind of a skier was he? I mean, he obviously hugely talented on his way to the U.S. ski team. What kind of a skier was he?
His skiing style was a bit unorthodox at times, but I tell you, he did a lot of hard work and made incredible efforts to improve on his style as he did through the years with us up here at Burke Mountain Academy. And then eventually when he got onto the national team, you know, at first those guys were, and rightly so, you know, a little concerned if his skill level was going to be enough to make the break up into the World Cup and ultimately Olympic medals. And, you know, once they got a hold of him, they realized what kind of a guy he was. And he wasn't just only a guy that could tip the ski nicely up on edge and really find the fall line, but also a great teammate and a great person.
I have to imagine that a death like this hits the community of skiers in your part of the world. Franconia is a small town, Burke Academy, small. I have to imagine that it hits this community pretty hard.
Yeah, we're a very tight-knit community up here, and it's been a rough couple days.
Yeah.
You know, every morning that I've been waking up, I kind of like quickly come back to reality and I'm like, wow, this really happened. And being a father myself, I can't imagine what his family is going through and Bryce's family as well. And it's been sad. There's no other words for it. And, you know, it's a great loss, tragic loss for all the families and all the ski racer fans out there, too.
All right. Well, Craig Sorbier, he's a ski coach at Burke Mountain Academy up in New Hampshire. Craig, thanks so much for joining us and for helping us to remember Ronnie Burlak, who died this week.
Yeah, thank you. It's my pleasure.
And Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. You can hear that on Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Thank you, Bill, for joining us as well.
Thank you, Anthony.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR Boston, Boston's NPR news station. Our news show is produced by Amory Sievertson, Alex Kingsbury, Emma Jean Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, and Jamie Bologna. Tim Skog is our technical director. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.